rheumatic arthritis. And guess what? 15 years has been gone. And I'm biking. And I'm jogging. Because when you declare, it will be established for you. And that's when I start thinking about, what about the also? Lord, I need some light here, please. Now, this worked for me. I don't know if it will work for you. This is Paul Santos. The Lord was very creative. The Lord told me, I want you to take one cup of water, put it in a glass, take one spoon of oil, and beat them together until they mix. I said, wait a minute. Oil and water doesn't mix. What? Lord, the oil and water doesn't mix. He said, every time that you fill yourself with fat, the fat that is not digested by your intestine joins your blood and travels with your blood. When it comes to joints, it stucks right in there. When it does not move, it creates an inflammation. And this is why the joints are swollen. Ooh. And I'll tell you, I was nuts about Swiss cheese. That's over delicious. Holland cheese smoked. Lord have mercy. I could get the whole thing started eating. By the time I got to my work, I had the whole, you know, they come on the round. Their own thing, and that red spot is even delicious. But I'm thinking, wait a minute. He's right. If I'm dumping so much cheese on my system as I used to do, whatever my body could not digest would jump on my blood and would be circulating. Then when it comes through the joints, it got stuck. And that's where I had the infection. So that also means I've got to do some changing. I still love cheese, but I eat once a month. I give myself an allowance once a month. And once I do that, I take a tea to flush out whatever didn't go through. Are you with me so far? Amen. You will also declare a thing. So what is the thing? The doctor say that you have diabetes. You will declare, I do not have diabetes. Then you command your body, body of mine, I command my pancreas to start producing insulin to convert all sweet into power, into energy. And you're going to declare, and you're going to declare. And you're going to declare, and you're going to declare, and you're going to declare. And the Bible say, and it will be established. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Are you with me here?
Yes.
The words that you and I speak, they carry a weight. They carry power. God wants you to learn to declare positive things about yourself. Well, Bandy Knockner said, who cares about what the doctor said? I know somebody that will overpower the words of the doctor. Yeah. So instead of declaring what the doctor says, I declare what he says. Yeah. And by the way, we are not trying to teach you to deny the existence of sickness. Say amen.
Amen.
We are not denying. Is there diabetes? Yes, it is. Is there high blood pressure? Yes, it is. Is there bad cholesterol? Yes, there is. We are not denying the existence of the sickness. We are denying the sickness the right to exist in our bodies.
Amen.
How do we do that? By declaring the word of God. And when you and I declare the word of God, the Bible says it shall be established. For you, somebody a few weeks ago said, man, you show off. You are show off. I said, well, I never thought about me being like that, but whatever. You're always bragging about the word of God. Oh, yes, I'm a big show off. I'm a big show-off. You know why? Because it works. Amen. The book says in here, when you start declaring things, it will be established for you. Why? So light will shine on your ways. Didn't Jesus say, I am the light of the world? Yes. Did he say that? Yes. Didn't he say that you are the light of the world? Therefore, I'm going to declare what God has declared so that my light can shine even more. Amen. And people can see it and glorify my God, which is in heaven. Yeah. Folks, you got to learn to speak the word of God. Are you with me?
Yes.
You got to learn to speak the word of God. Because when you and I are speaking doom upon ourselves, doom will come. So what you're saying? Don't repeat what the doctor has repeated. But there's no buts and whats. Listen to Proverbs 21:23. I know that you know that verse. But I want you to hear it again. 21:23. Watch this. Read it with me. Let's read it together. Whoever ouch. Did anybody hear what he said?
Yes.
Whosoever guard his mouth and tongue keeps his souls from trouble. What do you mean? Don't keep repeating what the doctor says. Repeat what the word of God has said. Why should I do that? Because you'll be satisfied with the fruits of your mouth. Did you know that? Proverbs 12:14 tells us that. Don't keep repeating what the doctor is saying. Listen to Proverbs 12:14. A man will be satisfied with what? A man will be satisfied with the good fruit of his mouth. When you learn to agree with God and speak the word of God, you're not only going to keep your life, you'll preserve your life. Proverbs 13:3 teaches you something very interesting. Watch this. Proverbs 13:3. He
who guards his mouth.
Come on, third graders, let's read it together. He who guards his mouth preserves his life. But he who opens wide his lips
shall have destruction.
What does he mean? Well, he means that when you get your big mouth talking back what the doctor is talking, you're about to doom yourself. So you're going to guard yourself from repeating what doctors have said. Watch this. Proverbs 14:3 will confirm what I'm telling you now. Watch this. Proverbs 14:3. The mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise... Folks, we will not keep declaring what the doctors have said. Look to somebody and say, every verse, whatever the doctor told you. You know, say it like you mean it. I reverse whatever the doctor told you. The lips of the wise will preserve them.
Yes, Lord.
And this is why you will never hear me say, I am sick. How many times have you seen parents get mad with their kids? I'm sick and tired of this kid. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
That's the lips of a fool. Because you're going to be sick and tired. Are you with me? Preacher, I'm sick and tired of this job. I'm sick and tired of this marriage. Guess what? You're going to get sick and you're going to get tired. The Bible says here, the lips of the wise will preserve them. Let me give you another scripture for you to think about. Look at Proverbs 15:4. Proverbs 15:4. I want you to read that one with me. It was good. Let's try both of them. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it. Perverseness in it. Did you know that something that is perverse is something that has been twisted? It's the opposite of right. It's the opposite of good. Did you know that? The word perverse means something has been adulterated, twisted, changed. And the Bible says, perverseness in the tongue breaks the spirit. How many times have you heard people go to a physician, they say, you have cancer, and that person comes, woohoo, I got cancer, I got it, cancer, I got it. You don't hear that kind of stuff, is that right? My wife knows a fellow that the guy is good, he's laughing, he's talking, he's dancing, he goes to the doctor's office. Doctor said, you got cancer, you're going to die. The man fell back on the chair, he could not walk anymore. He couldn't talk, they literally had to carry him home. Because the doctor told him he was sick, right? The man unlearned how to walk. The perverseness of the tongue will break the spirit. Why? It's going to set your nervous system into panic. I mean, you're feeling good, and you walk into a doctor's office, well, you have cancer. So what? You have cancer. And there's no curing. There's no healing. Panic, fear, anxiety, agony, all move in. And people then lose rhythm. I know a woman that walked into a doctor's office, perfect condition. By the time that she got done with the doctor, she came, her face just completely fell. What's the matter? I gotta get my house in order. What happened? Doctor said I'm gonna die in 3 months. I'm like, how idiotic. And you believe it? He's the doctor, isn't he? I felt like saying, you deserve to die. You kidding me? The doctor will come and tell you you're going to die in 3 months, and you believe, and you're all bent out of shape. Now you're going to get your house in order because you're going to die? What is wrong with that picture? A perverseness in the tongue will break their spirit. So what do? You fight. You speak the word of God.
Amen.
Because a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. When the doctor says, I'm sick, I rebuke that word in the name of Jesus. When he says, you have this and that and the other, I rebuke that word in the name of Jesus. I do not. Can you imagine? Doctor said, I'm going to be blind in 3 months. That was 12 years ago, 14 years ago. And then I just look at him, I said, I rebuke that word in the name of Jesus. I can read and I can see all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens my eyes. Done, deal, end of story. Now let's read it in the backslide translation. Kind words. You get the point? This is why you can't afford to be repeating what the doctors have say you have. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is why you can't agree with your family when they say that you're ugly. If they ever tell you that, tell them you need to see eye doctor. You ain't seen right. Let's continue here. Let's go to Proverbs 16:23. Yeah. I am hesitating in using this word, this translation, but I will still do it because there's something here that I can see. I hope I can show it to you. Leave it here for now. I want you to read it with me. The heart of the wise and I love this scripture here. I had it crossed over. I wouldn't say anything about this because I'm afraid you wouldn't get, but the Spirit is bugging me right now to read this scripture. Pay attention to this. The heart. It's not only the lips. It's coming from the heart now. The heart of the wise. What does it do?
Teaches
his mouth. Now, when you get the word of God deep within your heart, and the physicians come and say that you will not be able to see within 3 months, because your heart is filled with the word of God, you will start teaching your lips to speak the word of God. You're not going to repeat what the doctor says, and you're going to learn. Cause your lips to learn to speak the word of God, not the diagnosis that you've been given by the physician. It takes wisdom to counteract whatever you've been told that you have. I was talking to a brother yesterday. If every time that the doctor said, I'm going to die, I would have died about 10 times. Teach your lips to speak the word of God, to counteract whatever the doctors have said.
Amen.
Do we have anybody here this morning with bladder problem? You're being healed right now.
Amen.
You're being healed right now.
Praise God.
The Lord said, I'm healing bladders. So all of you that have bladder problem, you've been healed right now.
Amen.
He just whispered in my ears right now.
Amen.
Bladder problems. Amen?
Amen.
Brother, put in the next verse 24. Verse 24, watch this. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb. Sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. The previous verse said that a wise heart teach his lips and his mouth, right?
Yes.
Teach what? Teach the lips and words. Right? The heart of the wise teach his mouth and adds learning to his lip. Verse 24. What is the learning and the teaching that my mouth has to learn? We have to learn to say pleasant words. So when the doctor says you have cancer, you say, no, I do not. I rebuke that word in the name of Jesus. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. When you do that, it will not only be sweetness to your soul, but it's going to be health to your bones. Or you have osteoporosis. No, I do not. I have the bones of Christ. So what? I have the bones of Christ. The Bible don't say that. You're saying right now. It's a pleasant word, isn't it right? Isn't it? I'd rather say I have the bones of Christ than agree with the doctor and say, oh, I have osteosporosis. That's baloney. Well, but there's no buts and whats. Well, I've got an x-ray, and I've got an x-ray too. Actually, this is a medical encyclopedia right here that says that by Jesus' stripes I am healed, and that's going to overpower your x-ray. I'm going to teach my lips to speak pleasant words so that my soul can feel good and I can have health to my bones. Say with me, I'm stripped from every disease. I've been told I have. In the name of Jesus. I am healed.
That will never change.
I am healed.
I am healed.
And I choose to confirm the word of God. That I am healed. By the stripes of Jesus. Brother, can you put in Proverbs 18:20? Watch this. I know that you know that scripture. I want to show you something else. Let's read it. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the produce. Did you get that? A man's stomach, and woman for that matter, shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. This is why you will never hear Pastor Santos say, I have this, I have that, I have the other. My stomach will be not satisfied with any doom declaration. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. And this is why every time that we talk, I am blessed and highly favored. I am healthy and wealthy too. Huh? I am tall, brown, and handsome. I am godly. I have the favor of God and of man. I am sitting at high places with my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to fill myself with the word of God. And this is how we will overcome. By doing this, I am declaring a thing. And you know, it will be established. It will be established. The words that you speak to yourself carries power, folks. The words that you speak carries power. Since I came to the United States, I have never seen in all the countries that we have been preaching and founding churches, I have never seen so many people that are maimed by words. We literally have lame people in church, people filled with anger, people filled with rage and wrath, because of maiming words that were spoken into them. We've seen people that could achieve success, unable to achieve anything in life, because while growing up, they were told that they were useless. They were good for nothing. And if you do not take a stand, you're just going to pass by life and never accomplish anything because those words are still maiming and laming and wounding you. We have to be careful. The Bible says, you shall declare a thing and it shall be established. I told you, my beloved punk stepfather used to say, that I was the most useless thing to cross planet Earth. How mistaken was he? How mistaken was he? I will not take that. So we're going to declare a thing. We're going to declare a thing. And it shall be established. Watch this. Give me the New Living Translation here, brother. NLT. Watch this. Wise words and the right words. Did you get the point? Wise words satisfy like a good meal. The right words bring satisfaction. Now, the Backslider translation has it a little crazy, but I still want to show it for you. Words satisfy the mind as much as fruit satisfies the stomach. Good talk is as gratifying as a good harvest. Now we're going to go back to the King James, or the New King James, whatever you had there before. And I want you to keep that verse in mind. If you don't have a Bible and you have a piece of paper, and pen. Write that verse. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Why? Next verse, verse 21, is a knockout punch. Death and life. This is why you have to declare the opposite of whatever the physicians told you. Are you with me?
Yes.
You have to declare the opposite of every negative word that has been spoken against your life. Declare the opposite so that the matter can be established. Why? Because life, death, and life are in the power of the tongue. And if we keep repeating whatever physicians have said, we will eat the fruit of our lips. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And highly favored.
I am
healthy.
I'm healthy.
And wealthy.
I have the favor of God
and the favor of man.
I shall never be in wanting.
I am complete
in Christ Jesus.
Colossians
2:10.
I can do all things.
Walk, jog, jump
through Christ Jesus,
who
strengthens me.
I have the eyes of God.
I have the mind of Christ.
I am a son of righteousness.
I am a daughter of righteousness.
In the name of Jesus.
I sit in high places
with my Lord.
And from where I stand,
sickness don't have a choice.
Sickness don't have a chance.
Poverty is no match for me.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Put back Proverbs 22:28. Job.
I want to end again with this scripture.
Stand on your feet.
There is a reason behind you coming to church this morning.
You came here because you want to hear the word of God.
But on the back of your mind, there's something that you wish God would do for you today.
Say amen.
Amen.
You don't have to tell me because I already know.
Now, I cannot declare the thing for you because it's you who needs the miracle.
Yes.
Is that so?
Yes.
We agree 5 weeks ago that we would declare a thing. And it would be done.
Amen.
And I told you I want $10,000 for the building fund. Some of you look to me as if I had three heads upon my shoulder. And I declare $10,000 will come within a week. God said, I'm going to take a notch up. $24,000 came in.
Praise God.
Am I telling you to declare a thing about money? No. You came here this morning because of a reason. You want to hear the word of God, is that right?
Yes.
But also you want something else. We're going to read that scripture. And once we finish reading that scripture, I want you to declare the thing you came for this morning.
Amen.
So God can establish what you're looking for through the confession of your lips. Why?
Amen.
Because a man's stomach shall be filled by the words of his mouth. Are you with me here?
Yes. Yes.
So whatever you had in mind when you walked through that door, well, I didn't have anything in mind. Well, great. Then think about something you want. Well, Lord, I want a Mercedes. Then declare it. I'm just, throwing things on the air. I declare it.
Oh Lord, I want to lose 25 pounds within 7 days. Declare it. Whatever it is that you came into this door looking for this morning, I want you to declare it. All right? Declare it in a loud voice. So it will be established for you. Why? Your light will shine. You know, light will shine on your ways. God's going to shine a light on your way that you'll be able to see where the miracle is, where the blessing is. Amen? Amen? So we're going to read it on the count of three. And once we read the last word, ways, you shall shout, or you shall declare, what is it that you wanted so God may establish, so that next Tuesday we can hear the report.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What if it doesn't happen? Then you won't get it. If you're already starting by thinking, what if it does not happen? You stay on your misery. That's all right. We still pray for you anyway. That's what we do here. The idea here, the Bible is saying that you will also declare a thing. And I think that the reason God put the word thing in there is because each one of you here came this morning with one thing in your mind. Say amen.
Amen.
Each one of you came with one thing in your mind. And this is why we're going to declare a thing.
Yes.
The thing that you came for. So let's read, and once we see the word ways, I want you to declare. Let's read it. You will also declare a thing. And it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. Lord, I declare right now that my congregation will be inaugurated by the ends of this year. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my parking lot will have concrete on the ground by the end of the next week. I declare that our parking lot will be done by the end of this month in the name of Jesus, and it shall be established. We shall have a new parking lot by the end of August, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, teach us to declare your word.
Yes.
Lord, teach us to speak forth into existence the things that you have for us. Teach us to believe, Lord. You said, if I declare, it shall be established. If any one of us here declare a thing, it shall be established. So, Lord, I declare that our parking lot will be done by the end of August. And it shall be established in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Well, if people have the ability of forgetting what they came here for, we should. But I'll tell you this, I know pretty much what I want. Huh? I want this part. It shall be established.
Amen.
I want this parking lot done by the end of the month. And it shall be established. It's the word of God. Amen?
Amen.